when the owl asks who, the answer is always him. It's time for the most interesting man in the world, Fish Talk with the Duck.
That's right, kid. It's time for a little fish talk here at Outdoor Journal. The Doc, we call him. His name is Gord Peiser. He is the award-winning columnist and fishing editor for Outdoor Canada magazine. The biggest, the best, the baddest coast-to-coast hunting, fishing, and outdoor magazine in the nation, bar none. If you do not own one of these bad boys, in other words, subscribe to it, delivered to your home, so you're not disappointed at the newsstand like a lot of folks are. If you're not one of them, then change that. Go to outdoorcanada.ca. That's outdoorcanada.ca. And tell them the Doc sent you, and they'll look after you. Morning, Doc.
Morning, Ange.
How we doing, bud?
We're doing great. I went pike fishing yesterday. It was a strike day here in Ontario, so the kids were all off school. Liam and I went pike fishing. We drove home, and it was +5 showing on the truck. Absolutely gorgeous outside right now.
How was the fishing?
You know, nothing huge. I think about a 10-12 pounder was the biggest we got, but the action was pretty good. The flags were flying pretty good, and, you know, it usually doesn't pick up until mid-March to the end of the season. So it was a pretty good omen of what's coming around the corner.
I recently read that article that you posted, the quick strike rig for monster pike. And first of all, that picture was sick, man. Absolutely insane, like they all are. But it brought me back memories. The last time that I caught a giant pike like that using a quick strike rig, it was about 3 years ago in Saskatchewan, and it was a very similar circumstance. Tell folks about that rig, would you?
Yeah, you know, and a quick strike rigging in the winter with, you know, a dead bait is far superior to a live bait. So a sucker, a tulipy herring, we'll even sometimes go to the grocery store and buy mackerel. The setup is identical. Now, in terms of you space the hooks a couple inches apart, some guys are just using single now, a single number 5, but here's the key, circle hooks. And as you know, Ange, with a circle hook, and they're one of the standards in the ocean, you let the fish run and you don't set the hook. In terms of setting the hook. In fact, if you try to set the hook, you'll lose every single fish. But if you pull back gradually, the hook actually moves inside their mouth, and it catches them right on the kind of the side, the corner of their mouth. And it's amazing. We were doing it yesterday, quick strike rigs, circle hooks, and every fish gets hooked on the side of the mouth, and especially on those big ones, those 20, 25, 28-pound big giant northerns, they're all 100% easily releasable.
Yeah, it behooves me how that circle hook works, because every time I throw it out, I say, okay, you are not supposed to work. This is not,
no, because the tip is bent right around like an eagle claw.
Exactly. But anyways, the other thing that's pretty interesting, and I want to run this by you now, because there's, you know, hypocrisy is a wonderful thing in the fishing industry. We say one thing sometimes, and then we talk about something totally different, say how wonderful it is. And case in point is what you just said. That experience I just shared with you about the last time I caught a giant pike on one of these quick strike rigs, I was using a herring, store-bought frozen herring, just like you mentioned. And yet we go out of our way to tell folks, hey, listen, if you're using live bait, make sure you buy it locally, because you want to make sure the bait you're buying locally is actually what the forage base is in that particular lake. If you throw something at them that's different, they're not going to bite it. And yet we throw herring at a pike. Like, does any of that make sense to anybody?
It kind of does, though, because most of the best pike lakes have herring in them. They just happen to be freshwater herring. And the other thing with northerns is they have an amazing sense of smell. And so if you put a mackerel, I love mackerel, and you're absolutely right, and you say, When was the last time a northern pike saw a mackerel? I mean, they're red fleshed, but they're beautiful. They're silvery, and they look like a herring. Probably the only time a northern senses that it might not be is when it's got it in its mouth, and that's too late. But, you know, to answer your question, when was the last time most fish saw a nightcrawler?
I wonder about that all the time. I say, why? Why does this work?
It just looks so good. They can't. Most fish, Ange, are opportunistic, and they can't let it pass by. I mean, unlike us that can go to the restaurant or the grocery store, they got to take advantage every time they see a good meal. And if it's acting properly, if it looks injured, they're going to take it down. It's you know, it's like a wolf or a tiger or a lion. You might put a white-tailed deer in Africa and it's never seen a white tail before, but you know if it acts the right way, that lion's going to pull it down.
For sure, and that's a great analogy. That's exactly what's happening out there. Where can folks read this article? Because it's fantastic.
On outdoorcanada.ca, and it really is. If I could recommend one thing for ice anglers to do, big pike, those trophy fish, is take a look at it. It was developed in Saskatchewan, and it truly, truly works.
It's fantastic. Thank you, my friend. Enjoy that beautiful, balmy weather you're having up in Kenora.
You know I'm going to.
Gord Pizer, the doc from Outdoor Canada Magazine. That are it, folks. Don't forget, go to fishingcanada.com and get your Sportsman Show tickets for half price.
Yes.
50% off. Half price Sportsman Show tickets. Make it happen. On behalf of the entire ODJ crew, Stephen Labby behind the glass, our producer Jonathan Winters, Derek Brandeo, and Andrew Holland at the Phantom Angelo Well, have a great weekend, folks. We'll talk to you next Saturday.